Hi, this is Elliot Haspel and welcome to another edition of Best Practices Weekly. Today we're going to be talking about the best ways to help struggling readers. And this comes from an article in Better, Evidence-Based Education, in which researcher Robert Slavin summarizes 30 years worth of research on the topic and really pulls out what are the most impactful ways to help struggling readers. Because as teachers, we try lots of different things. And I'm going to go through the strategies one by one, but on the full article write-up, which you can download, it also lists possible specific interventions you might want to consider, the actual program names that you can look into. And so, first and absolutely most effective of all of the different strategies of the nearly 100 studies that they looked at was one-on-one tutoring by the teacher. Perhaps not the most surprising result. What they found within that, though, is that phonics was actually the most important thing to be focusing on in those tutoring sessions. So the difference between one-on-one tutoring that was done by a teacher that focused on phonics versus that didn't focus on phonics was really large, almost doubly as effective when they focused on phonics. Now, one-on-one tutoring by a paraprofessional or by a parent volunteer or any other adult volunteer was found to be moderately effective. But when those volunteers or paraprofessionals were trained very specifically in how to do the tutoring, then it actually became very effective. And the Slavin suggests this might be actually a relatively inexpensive way to get a lot of the benefits of tutoring by the teacher, but without having to do the time and capacity it takes to have another teacher in the room. So the training really seems to be the key when it comes to using paraprofessionals and other volunteers. Now, small group tutoring is another strategy that was found to be quite effective, but of that, it was really important that the groups were quite small, really as small as possible. If you get down to two or three students, the better. And again, if those groups are focusing mostly on phonics, that's where most of the impact was found. Next, of the whole class strategies, when you're doing whole class literacy instruction, the strategies that seemed to be the most effective were two. First was using cooperative learning strategies. So partnering up students, doing small groups of students, those had a lot of impact for the struggling readers. Also, using metacognitive strategies, really helping students learn how to learn, helping them think about the processes that are going on, helping them monitor their own progress, monitor their own learning, all those sort of thinking about how to learn strategies were also found to be very effective for struggling readers. Also, programs that combine both of those, combine the cooperative learning and the metacognitive strategies, had a lot of impact. Interestingly, technology was the dog that didn't bark. It was found to be the least effective of all the different interventions that they looked at. So it's not to say that computers have no place in helping struggling readers, only that teachers should use them very carefully and probably in conjunction with some of these other methods to make sure that you're really getting the impact that you want to have. Because just putting students in front of the computers, at least this research summary found, was relatively ineffective. And so, again, the Slavin sort of concludes that there are lots of proven methods for helping struggling readers. What's really important for teachers to do is think carefully about what do their particular students need and how can they really maximize the resources they have at hand to get those students what they need. So again, I encourage you to download the full article write-up and the teacher's companion planning guide, which lists a lot of the specific interventions you might want to look at as you think about how to really help your struggling readers become proficient readers. Thanks for watching and happy teaching.